WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Ever feel like your self-worth is tied to that little notification chime? You know, the one that tells you someone liked your post or commented on your story? We're talking about that insatiable need for validation, the constant craving for external approval. It's a trap we all fall into sometimes, right? But guess what? It's time to break free. Today, we're diving deep into letting go of this need for validation. Because let's be honest, living for likes and comments can leave you feeling empty, insecure, and honestly, kind of exhausted. Think about it, chasing validation is like trying to fill a bottomless pit. One like, one comment, barely makes a dent. We're going to explore why this craving exists, how it impacts our mental well-being, and most importantly, how you can reclaim your power and find true fulfillment outside the digital realm. Now, here are five key takeaways that I want you to really sink your teeth into. Number 1. Understanding the root cause. Why do we crave validation? Is it about fitting in? Fear of missing out? Maybe a little insecurity whispering in our ear? It's often rooted in deeper insecurities and a need to feel seen, heard, and accepted. Recognizing this root cause is the first step toward breaking free from its grip. Number 2. The comparison trap. Social media is designed to make us compare ourselves to others, right? We see curated versions of people's lives, filtered photos, and perfectly crafted captions. It can feel like everyone else has it figured out except for us. But remember, what you see online is often a highlight reel, not the full story. Don't let social media become your yardstick for success or happiness. You are unique and valuable just as you are. Number 3. The power of self-love. This one's crucial. True validation comes from within. When you cultivate self-love and acceptance, you start to rely less on external approval. Treat yourself with kindness, compassion, and respect. Celebrate your strengths, embrace your imperfections, and remind yourself daily how incredible you are. Number 4. Shifting your focus. Instead of chasing likes and comments, shift your focus to things that truly matter. Meaningful connections, personal growth, pursuing your passions. Engage in activities that bring you joy, cultivate your hobbies, spend time with loved ones who uplift you, and invest in experiences that enrich your life. Number 5. Unplugging for recharge. Taking breaks from social media can be a game changer. It allows you to reconnect with yourself, your thoughts, and the real world around you. Try setting boundaries, designated offline times, or even days where you consciously minimize your screen time. You might be surprised by how much more present and fulfilled you feel when you're not constantly plugged in. All right. Let me share a quick example that I bet many of you can relate to. Imagine this, you post a picture on Instagram, something you put real effort into, the outfit, the pose, the filter. You're hoping for a bunch of likes and comments, because somehow that makes you feel good. But maybe it doesn't get as much attention as you expected. Suddenly, your confidence takes a hit, you start questioning yourself, and those negative thoughts creep in. That's the validation trap at work. It's about focusing on external feedback instead of celebrating your own effort and creativity. So how do we break free? Remember that picture? It was awesome, regardless of how many likes it got. Focus on the joy you felt creating it, the confidence you gained, the self-expression it allowed. That's true fulfillment. That's where your power lies, in celebrating yourself and your unique journey, not in chasing fleeting online validation. The key takeaways here are simple but powerful. Recognize the root of your need for validation. Avoid comparing yourself to others, cultivate self-love, shift your focus to what truly matters, and unplug regularly to recharge. You deserve to feel good about yourself without relying on external approval. All right, let's make this a reality. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it, you know, that friend who always seems stuck in the validation cycle. And leave us a comment letting us know what resonates with you most, or even share your own story about breaking free from the need for external validation. We're all in this together, remember? Until next time, stay strong, stay authentic, and keep embracing the real you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.